Dozens of SAG members rallied today outside of SAG's headquarters on Wilshire Boulevard. They're protesting a merger that they say will cost SAG members pensions and health benefits. Warren Berlinger has been a SAG member for 65 years.
So when you walk into a room and you say, you ask somebody, do you have a pension with SAG? And everybody said, yeah, sure, that's right. And do you think it's guaranteed? The answer is no, it's not.
But people who support the merger disagree. They say combining SAG and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, better known as AFTRA, will create one powerful union that will better serve the needs of entertainment workers. The SAG board says the organization has investigated the impact of the merger and determined that there will be no reduction in benefits. Still, Scott Pierce, a former member of the SAG board, is not convinced. He believes the SAG board isn't being honest about the repercussions of the merger.
I think what they're saying, that they have conducted a feasibility study, is misinformation. It borders on, I think, criminal.
SAG would not comment on the protesters' claims. For the merger to pass, 60% of both SAG and AFTRA members must vote it through. In 1999 and 2003, the merger was voted down.
The Screen Actors Guild has a better pension plan, has a better health plan, and that by combining those two plans, SAG members would lose because AFTRA's plans are not as solvent as Screen Actors Guild.
Why do they want to merge in the first place?
Well, if you listen to what they say strength in numbers.
SAG currently represents the interests of 120,000 actors. AFTRA represents 70,000 actors, broadcasters, DJs, singers, and dancers. A joint SAG-AFTRA union would be one of the largest unions in the entertainment industry. This is Conrad Wilton, Annenberg Radio News.